We're now joined by the head coach of the Mercer Lady Cardinals, Dan Owens. We've got some good news to report, although it's not necessarily on the court news, but it's just the fact that they can get back on the court. Last week, we were talking with Coach, and the Lady Cardinals been hit with some battles with the COVID-19 virus and contact tracing and those things. And as of right now, and we say that this time of year, unfortunately, it's good news for Mercer. Coach, it sounds like everything is back to go, and there's a game tonight for Mercer.
Yeah, we're really excited to get back, and we were able to have practice last night and kind of get back together and get things rolling again, and we're looking forward to playing tonight.
So what was that, your first practice in about 8-9 days?
Yeah, it was. We were shut down after Friday night's game, Saturday morning, and so we didn't do anything all the way until our 10 days, which went back to the Thursday prior. And so we're just getting ready. Hopefully we didn't lose too much as far as conditioning and can play ourselves back into shape this week.
Yeah, anybody who's played sports in high school, you know how fast that conditioning can go. In your eyes, Coach, because you got a pretty good read on your team, how much did they lose conditioning as you got them running a little bit last night?
Well, it's hard to tell. You know, it's early in the year. I don't think we're in great shape to start with, just simply because we haven't played enough games to get to that point. But, it's one of those deals where the kids are going to work hard. They're young. They can bounce back pretty quick, and we should be good to go.
So, to your knowledge, are you going to be 100% roster-wise tonight?
Yeah, yep, we're good to go 100%. We do have one girl injured, but that's it's been ongoing for the last couple weeks. So, basically, for the most part, we're good to go.
Gotcha. As far as, you know, you get the girls in practice last night, and I asked you about conditioning and those things, just for you guys as the coaching staff, when you got that first practice back, how much of the attention is on conditioning and how much is on, you know, other things and just making sure that they know plays and defensive alignments and things like that?
Well, it's, you know, we kind of treated it as a typical practice. We usually do, you know, a little conditioning throughout practice. Mostly it's just game situation, keeping moving as much as possible, and it was pretty much a regular practice, not necessarily a conditioning practice, because we have some things we need to talk about from our last game where we didn't execute some things. So we talked about that, went over that a little bit, and then just did our kind of basically a regular practice for us.
So much of your team, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, how you got a really fine interior player in Meineke who's going to be able to put up points and rebounds for you. And the ability to develop some offensive threats on the floor around her is going to be really key. And I know that last week wasn't helpful in that at all, Coach, but how do you feel like through a couple of games here, the Northeast Nottoway game and the Penny game, how do you feel like that, trying to get that offense to be more balanced around Meineke? How's that going right now?
Well, right now it's just going to be a process for us. We've got young kids that they're learning how to practice at full speed. So that's not always happening to as much as you would like. So when they get in games, they get sped up a little bit more, and some of the mistakes that we haven't been able to see or haven't seen during practice have kind of appeared during games. And I think we're rushing things a little bit. We just need to stay relaxed, and that's going to come with experience. So the more games we play, I think the better we'll get as the year goes on. We're playing, four freshmen a lot, and so it's just going to be one of those deals where we're just going to have to keep at it, not overreact to the bad games, but we definitely have to improve in some certain areas, and the girls realize that and are working hard to do it.
Yeah, and not your first rodeo with having a young basketball team. So when you have freshmen and you know you're going to have some good moments and then some teachable moments, when that light starts to turn on for freshmen, I know it comes on at different times for different girls, but where do you generally start to see it, Coach?
Well, it's like you say, it's so random. Some kids, come in very well prepared. I think this summer would have been huge for us as far as getting ready and having a good summer together and them getting used to me and vice versa. But, it's hard to tell. Right now we're not shooting the ball as well as we're capable of. As soon as those things start happening, I think we have a chance to be pretty good. But when they don't happen, you get beat in a close game and don't score very many points. And that's what happened the other night against a decent Hamilton team. So, it's one of those things where we're just going to keep working. Like I said earlier, it's a process, we've got good kids that are working hard, so that's not the issue at all, and it's going to happen. It just just needs to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, two opponents, and this is going back a little bit because you didn't play last week, but Northeast Nottoway, you got a victory against a Northeast Nottoway team. Looks like they're rebuilding a little bit. Much bigger school in Penny. They got you by 4 points, so a close game there, but you ended up on the wrong ends of things, and you didn't score as many points. What was the difference between the two, Coach? Obviously, it sounds like there's a little bit of a difference in talent, but when you get a little bit bigger school, do you just see is it a little bit faster, a little bit more physical?
Well, I'd say it's a little bit more physical. It definitely wasn't very fast. I didn't think that was the issue for us at all. We just didn't shoot the ball very well that night and got in some foul trouble. And when you get in foul trouble with, you know, some of your better kids, then others have to do more. And sometimes they overdo when they don't necessarily have to. And I saw a little bit of that, but it wasn't because of lack of effort on anybody's part or anything. It's just things that we can correct and talk about and work on in practice. And hopefully, you know, we do a better job of staying out of foul trouble. And you're going to get a few fouls just by hustling and working hard, so we just can't get the dumb ones. And those are some things that happened the other night. So, you know, we had the ball with 40 seconds left and down one. So we had, you know, definitely a chance to win it within the last minute of the game. We were in that position. So, you know, there were some positives out of that game for sure. But, you know, we have to take care of the ball a little better and shoot the ball a little better. But defensively, I thought we played hard and created a lot of turnovers.
Mormon Trail High School, you play host to them tonight up at Mercer. Is that the school along 65 up at Humiston?
Correct, yeah. The Humiston and Garden Grove, they are just, you know, they're a school about our size. They're one of the smaller schools in Iowa that haven't consolidated as much as the others have. And you know, traditionally they've had some very good teams along the way, and this year I think their roster has several familiar names that are freshmen. So, you know, I look for them to be much improved over what they've been the last couple of years. I was able to watch last year's game, but you know, obviously with first year coaching, things are different. So, you know, I'm looking at things a little different. There's definitely some names there of kids that I know have had very good brothers or. Same last name anyway, so I expect this to be a pretty tough game, and I've heard from many people that they are much improved.
You know, on Mormon Trail at Mercer tonight, and you get a couple of practices, and then you get it's the opener in conference, but it just seems like that these teams match up really well with one another, so I'm curious to see what happens Thursday night as you make the trip down to Jamesport, take on a Tri-County team that Coach Slaughter's definitely had them trending in a good direction the last couple of years.
Well, definitely. They play really hard. They play the way that he wants them to play, and they like to play fast, and they like to get a lot of shots up and cause you to maybe do things you don't want to do. So, you know, that's what they definitely did last year. We were able to play at our pace a little bit last year, and this year we're just going to have to execute well and you know, take care of the basketball and get good possessions every time, and then defensively we're going to have to rebound and play really, really hard at that end of the floor against a team that really likes to get up and down and score.
When you want to play a little bit slower and they want to increase the pace on Thursday, what are the keys that you're going to stress with your team just to control pace to more of a Mercer style?
Well, to me, it all comes down to your guard play. You know, if you've got strong guard play, which I definitely think that we do, we've got kids that can do that, but, you know, it's going to come down to them. They've got it. We like to run a little bit too when it's available. So, you know, that's a key to our guard situation. We've got basically 2-point guards, in my opinion, that either one can do a decent job with it. And, you know, it's a matter of just knowing when to go and knowing when to slow down and get good possessions, and that kind of depends on the flow of the game and what you need at the time. So that's kind of a feel that you got to get out of your point guard that we are consistently working on, and you know, hopefully we can get better at that aspect as well.
Well, especially after last week where COVID got the Mercer girls, just happy to have games this week, and hopefully that schedule, because last week was a wild schedule with a changing late in week, hopefully it sticks as is. Mormon Trail tonight at home at Jamesport, take on Tri-County on Thursday. Continued good health to you and the girls, Coach. Good luck this week.
All right, thanks a lot.